This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Robert Farago is our guest, the founder of the biggest gun site out there, smoothaboutguns.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. He's going to co-host with us a little bit more into the hour. Michael Schneider joins us. We also have Laura Loomer joining us. She's done a lot of research about Islamic connections to this guy and more. I mean, we know that they've swept the ISIS taking credit under the rug, and they just said, I made that up. That's fake news, okay, when they say that. But we don't know what happened. And listen, I'm glad to see Muslims that want to live free come to America. I've said that. But at the same time, when you see Europe, 80% military-age men being brought in, this whole force deal, the non-vetting, and we've just seen the left, Obama and Hillary and others, back the Arab Spring, that's when I get concerned.
Well, one can be concerned, but I wasn't concerned by seeing the Muslim ladies, mostly ladies, shooting at the range. All Americans have a right to keep and bear arms.
So I'm just saying it was surreal, and then I was respectful, so I didn't videotape it. But then we found out from people there, no, there had been two loads before. I saw that one load and getting the whole range, and then another load. Four loads, one guy training, like 15, 16 women.
And all having a great time, all being completely respectful to the range.
They were very nice ladies.
And I'm glad to see the more Americans who keep and bear arms, the safer our rights are. It doesn't matter whether they're white, black, Muslim, Jewish, Quaker.
I totally agree with you. I'm just saying in many of those countries, women aren't allowed to shoot guns.
Well, that's why America's great, isn't it?
Exactly. So why do you think the feminists are endorsing radical Islam?
Because they're progressive statists who don't believe in personal liberty.
And exactly. So they team up. They like the authoritarianism
sure.
of radical Islam.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, they're all of the same. You go far enough in that direction, you have all these people who are want to do something that core belief is that they know better than you do what's for you. And they're elitists. And that's not how America should be. And that's not the kind of people we want to have in charge. But there are loads of them. And I think, you know, Alex, I got to give you credit. Your website, your program, our website, which is, I don't know, 7 years old, we've now been able to get our messages out to people who couldn't get them before. Remember, I was on the inside at CNN. I understand how the gatekeepers have destroyed, used to control the information so that people couldn't get the truth. So I'm delighted that we have now a way to counter the...
Well, let me congratulate you, the audience, everybody. We just want free choice. It doesn't mean we have all the answers. We're not up here saying we know exactly what happened. We're just simply looking at every angle so then fake news, corporate news, misrepresents what we say and what we do. But people have seen that trick so many times, it doesn't work anymore.
I think people are becoming more cynical, and so they should be, because there is a lot of misinformation being spread. But... it's more than that, though. I think what's happened recently, which really bothers me, is that there's a lot of hatred coming from the left, a lot of unmitigated hatred, disgust.
They're getting radicalized.
I think that's true. I was listening to MSNBC. I listened to all the different channels to try and get the perspective. And just the constant bashing of Donald Trump, who deserves some bashing, but they try and tear him to
frothing.
They are frothing at the mouth. And when they talk about guns, it is obviously something that they're going to rally around, because you can't have old, fat, white guys who are redneck extremist racists having guns. And they're absolutely wrong about characterizing us as having guns, but they do know who their enemy is, really. And their enemy are people who embrace individual liberty. And nobody...
They're collectivists. They're domesticators. They really want domesticated, helpless people.
Well, they do, because they're easier to manipulate. That's for our own good, though. You have to understand that, Alex. It's not because they want to get pleasure out of this. They're doing this to lift people up and to make...
The left wants domesticated, defenseless slaves... TheTruthAboutGuns.com. That's the name of the last 30 minutes when we put this on Facebook and YouTube. The left wants defenseless domesticated slaves, exclamation point. The truth about guns joins InfoWars. We'll be back more co-hosting with me. Man, I got to get you in here more.
Thank you, Alex.
It's crazy running into you. Wow. What a small world. I mean, there's always a jib with full auto blasting, and then Robert Farrago's right there, and I'm like, what is going on here?
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
In the UK, for the 7th year in a row, they've introduced legislation in Parliament to maybe get a license for a butcher knife. And of course, the jihadis, you have acid attacks almost every day. When somebody runs over somebody with a car, they are not blaming the car and saying other people driving cars are being insensitive. But they are saying people that are shooting guns now and putting videos out are insensitive. In fact, I'd asked Zimmerman before he left to go to Puerto Rico and cover that and also cover some gun stuff in Georgia. Did he give you guys videos in the folder? I forgot to ask or call them before their plane takes off right now, because I want to be able to show myself shooting the other day and point out this is not insensitive when I'm doing that. Robert Farrago is our guest, the owner and founder of TheTruthAboutGuns.com, a former CNN, I guess producer and camera operator and more, decided to leave and now has the biggest gun site in the world. California Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon, gun lobbyist and pro-gun politicians were in the room with Las Vegas spree killer. What is that?
Well, he says they're equally culpable, that they were, metaphorically in the same room with the killer in Las Vegas. So they are equally responsible, which is just ridiculous. It's a ridiculous smear against people who are fighting for Americans' gun rights.
We have this clip I haven't gotten to. Yeah, this is Keith Olbermann saying the NRA should be branded as a terrorist organization. I mean, he's saying gun owners are terrorists.
Well, if you're a terrorist, then you can have your guns taken away, right? So it's what you do. You marginalize and then you criminalize the behavior. And
that's what Rahm Emanuel famously said, is he said you can't let a good crisis go to waste. And he said, if you're a gun owner, we'll just put you on a no-fly list and then take your guns.
Right. If the FBI decides you're a terrorist, then they can come get your guns under the laws that were proposed by the Democrats. And our president, by the way, supported and then changed his mind about that.
All right, let's go ahead and roll this clip of Keith Olbermann. Here it is.
That's disgusting.
And why a group that enables such massacres, the National Rifle Association, is not branded for what it is, a terrorist organization. The gun lobby's interpretation of the Second Amendment, wrote Richard Nixon's conservative Chief Justice of the United States, Warren Burger, is one of the greatest pieces of fraud, I repeat the word fraud, on the American people by special interest groups that I have ever seen in my lifetime. The real purpose of the Second Amendment was to ensure that state armies, the militia, would be maintained for the defense of the state. The very language of the Second Amendment refutes any argument that it was intended to guarantee every citizen an unfettered right to any kind of weapon he or she desires. The Second Amendment doesn't guarantee the right to have firearms at all. There are 7,820 words in our Constitution, amendments included. The words right and rights appear only 15 times. Vote, votes, and voting appear only 37 times.
That's enough of this pontificating. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel's been caught on video with armed bodyguards at his house, at his business, but he also says all gun owners are to blame. What do you say to this?
Well, first of all, that quote about the Second Amendment, that it doesn't cover the individual right to keep and bear arms, is crazy. I mean, it's reinterpreting history. Just because one Chief Justice of the Supreme Court decided that the Americans don't have an individual right to keep and bear arms doesn't mean it's true. We do have that right. We have an individual right. And Keith Olbermann is reinterpreting the Second Amendment.
And it's the ultimate classism that rich people and elites can have guys with full auto protecting them and helicopters and you know, 5,000-acre compounds, but then we can't have guns to protect ourselves. It's BS.
Well, it's worse than BS. It's dangerous.
In fact, he's not just calling. He said ban the NRA.
Yes, that's right. Well, if you have the NRA as a terrorist organization, then you can take their guns. And anybody who's a member can have their firearms confiscated.
Absolutely.
So it's a confiscation ploy, and it's pretty thinly veiled. But it's not unexpected, and it's not the first time we've heard this before.
Robert Virago, TheRuthAboutGuns.com, joining us. You're going to be here another 15 minutes, and you're going to go to another big shoot. He'll be riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour, is Michael Snyder. He, of course, is an educator, a best-selling author. He runs websites getting over 1 million views every week. The EconomicCollapseBlog.com, Michael Snyder for Congress.com, I guess running there in Idaho. I hope he wins. He's getting some good poll numbers. Frequent contributor to InfoWars. Michael Snyder, great to have you here with us in illustrious company, but with a really saddening thing that's happening. What's your first approximation of what we've witnessed? We knew the left had their big revolution coming in October. They said we're going to start killing you. This guy with connections to Islamists and the left is here doing this. Maybe he was mad at the casino over debts, or maybe he was an Islamicist, but we have the most evidence pointing towards Islamicists, but the media is really running from that. What do you think is going on, Michael?
Yeah, well, Alex, what happened in Las Vegas was a terrible tragedy, and the media is using this to go after the Second Amendment when I believe it was an attack on Trump supporters. Now, this guy, they're trying to say, oh, he doesn't have a political background.
Best evidence is the Target, a country music venue.
Exactly. And if he had been a Trump supporter,
it's like an attack on a synagogue, you'd say it was probably a Muslim or a Nazi. I mean, I'm not saying that's what happened, but you've got ISIS taking responsibility, and it's an attack on Christian, conservative, veteran, military types. I mean, it just reeks of that. I mean, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Alex. And somebody had remembered that they had spotted this guy at an anti-Trump protest in Reno back in August. So people started hunting for this video, and they found it. In fact, we found three different videos. If people want to check them out,
it's on
Economic Clubs. Yeah, and so we don't know 100% if it's this guy, but we've got him from a whole bunch of different angles. It appears to be him, a guy in a pink NASA shirt with a pink hat. And so if he was at that anti-Trump rally in August in Reno, that explains a lot. Because apparently, you know, this was obviously set up way ahead of time because you had to pick this target in advance, this country music festival. And even the mainstream media is admitting, why would you target a country music festival? Well, lots of Trump supporters are going to be there. Conservatives are going to be there. So it would be the kind of target you would pick if you want to attack Trump supporters. And obviously he checked into his hotel room way ahead of time. He had all kinds of guns. This was an extremely well-planned
event. I know this. At any hotel I'm at, and everybody knows this, they dig through everything. They do a security sweep the first time the maids go in. You put a do not disturb on. They always come in. He was there 5 days with 42 guns, reportedly, and they didn't know, man, something stinks.
Well, it was 23, but that's still a lot of guns.
ABC's reporting 42 now. You may be right.
42 guns. That's, well, remember, you can only shoot one at a time, so it's kind of weird that he would take that.
Yeah, you'd only really need, like, what, three?
Well, I don't need any to do that kind of
thing. Well, no kidding, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Is that him with a NASA shirt?
We don't know. It's early days. We don't know his political affiliations. It would certainly help to know that. But
looks like him. I'm sorry. Wow. I hadn't seen this video. Wow. I saw the other ones. And he reportedly used to live in Florida. And so he had a little NASA shirt.
Yeah, he had an ex-wife in California as well. He may have purchased some firearms in California. That was reported, which is really bad news for California.
And this is in, where is this in, where was this? Was it, I know this was in Nevada, but where, Michael?
It was in Reno, Nevada in August. So this was fairly recent. And, you know, this is disturbing because we're seeing these guys snap like at the baseball field in Virginia.
Well, yeah, that guy said, I'm going out to kill Republicans, and the media celebrated it. They said, hashtag hunt Republicans.
Yeah,
oh, that looks, I'm sorry, that last video looks like him. I'm sorry, bone structure, the way he smiles, he looks like an idiot. I'm not saying that's the guy, but let's go back to that last video. Holy Toledo. That, I'm telling you, that looks like his eyes, his smile.
Well, we can certainly find that out. That information should be available as to whether he went there or not. So, I'm sure that the
well, you know, the police said he was known by them,
right?
And there he was, just talking to the cops.
Yeah, it's hard to know exactly what they knew, but we should find out. We should also find
if
out.
If that isn't him, that's his brother. That's his twin brother. Whoa! Oh my! I'm sorry. I'm freaking out right now. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying we need more information about this this killer. We need to know about his gambling debts. We know he did 16 transactions over $10,000 in the last 2 weeks as well. So he had a huge, and I don't think he won somehow. I don't think that was all.
And that would be Islamists that would fund him or some leftist foundation cutout group for him to carry this out.
That's one theory.
Well, the left's been saying they're going to start killing all the conservatives come October 1st. It was October 1st.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Also, truthaboutguns.com. He is our guest here in studio. Let me ask Michael Snyder, and of course you this as well, where do you see this going? Because they're in full war mode, blaming all gun owners, blaming the NRA, banning everything, foaming at the mouth. There's usually copycat shootings once these things start up. I mean, the whole season, I'm sure you've seen the left calling for revolution everywhere, and you know, public officials saying they're going to kill Trump. I mean, it's an incredible atmosphere.
I haven't seen it this bad since the 60s, when we had a real split between Democrat and Republican, hippie and straight, martini drinker and marijuana person. The country is divided on the basis of small government, big government, really, and we're not getting any better. We're not getting any closer. One side has to win. And I'm not talking about a shooting war. I'm talking about a voting war and a culture war. But this can't stand. The center will not hold. We have people on one hand who value individual liberty. We have people on the other hand who want to take control of our lives. Somebody has to win this. And, I pray and work every day so that the people who have individual liberty do. But as far as the gun situation is concerned, the gun control activists in states like California have control. New Jersey, Hawaii, Maryland. Those states are pretty much lost to us, and it's a terrible thing. Really, our only hope at this point is a slow cultural movement ahead, because remember, there are a lot of gun owners in California, and the Supreme Court of the United States has to hear a gun case which restores our rights. The whole idea of may issue, you know, that the government can decide whether you may or may not have a firearm, has to be struck down. And until it is, we are all in danger, not just California, the rest of the country as well. It's a war. It's an info war.
It is. What happens when the immovable object runs into the unstoppable force, Michael Snyder, because that's where we are here. Two runaway trains going dead, head up against each other. The parasites that want to seize control of the wild, wild west country that made us so great, they're at loggerheads with that. They know the truth. They know it's about control. Jimmy Kimmel knows he has armed guards. He just wants the proles down there disarmed. What happens as this great collision comes together?
Yeah, Alex, this is a shooting war. The left is shooting at us now. It's a civil war, and it's gone hot. And the left, they've embraced violence. In fact, Antifa, their leaders say violence is necessary to achieve their goals.
Well, I was about to say, when you have Antifa and the Islamists and all them saying, we're going to start killing you in October, and they're training everywhere, and it's all over the news Friday. I predict it by October 1st on Friday, the 29th, the 28th, and then it starts happening. I mean, they are the prime suspects. I'm sorry. I think your theory about how we'll repeat that. You said it during the break. You mentioned it earlier, but you were almost selling me on him, pissed off at the casino that cut him off.
Well, remember, this is just a theory as well. But we know that he had tremendous gambling debts. Well, I'm assuming they're debts because there were 16 transactions over $10,000 over the last 2 weeks. So we know he was gambling a lot. Now, I don't know if you know any addicts, any people who are addicted to a substance, whether it's gambling or marijuana or cocaine or alcohol, but if you remove it it can really set people off. They can go crazy. So perhaps he thought, well, you know, I've spent all this money at the casino. Now I have nothing. They won't give me a stake. So I'm going to take my revenge on them. I'll show them.
But instead, it sounds like this guy that had a $400,000 house and was retired for years was incredibly wealthy. $160,000 spent in the last month. $100,000 he wired last week to the Philippines. It looks like this guy's been giving a lot of cash.
Well, gamblers lose a lot of cash. You know, there are people who are, they can't stop gambling.
So I'm saying, why was he all flush with all this money then?
Well, he had real estate investments. He was an accountant. He may have been spending other people's money as well. He may have been taking his clients' money and gambling with that. Look, it's just a theory. But I want to point something out, Alex, is that, you know, people focus on the guns that he had. This gentleman had a private pilot's license.
He could have flown that into a building.
He could have flown
it. It's like the IRS building here in Austin.
Right. So it's not really the means that are important. It's the people behind.
No, I agree. They're saying people shooting gun videos or talking about guns are hurting people's feelings. Yes. I'm sorry, crew, just popped in my head. Go ahead. Well, there you go. Gunman Stephen Paddock was multimillionaire retiree gambler with no criminal record. Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Well, multimillionaire gamblers can also lose all their money. So it doesn't mean he was a success. I mean, show me a successful gambler, by the way. I mean, how many people can actually stay ahead of the house? So if he's gambling, as far as I'm concerned, he's losing. And if he's losing, that's going to create...
Yeah, the house is usually about 65%, 70% at odds against you. I mean... if you keep winning in a casino, they know you're cheating and throw you out.
Right. I mean, it's a.
They don't let you win one way or the other.
Well, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's the truth, as far as I know.
Yeah, they have a few highly publicized. Like my wife never goes to casinos, but once with her dad, up in the somewhere. Well, it was like outside Omaha. They go. She was losing. But they went ahead and had her win a jackpot because she was good looking to put her on the big TVs and make everybody start shelling out their money.
We don't know why this guy started to kill people. I mean, he may have been a thrill killer as well. That's another possibility. He may have there. You have some theories, which I'm not entirely on board with, but we don't know the situation yet.
Well, most of the attacks are Islamists or leftists now. They're saying they're going to kill us. The revolution's coming in October. Well, and they attack a bunch of people at a country music deal. You got the motive. You got the people they target. You got all this. I mean, I think that's – I'm not saying that's what happened. That's what it points at. You have ISIS taking responsibility.
Right. Well, ISIS takes responsibility for any killing of large numbers of people. I mean, by a civilian. Certainly, look, we want to know what his motivations were. But the people on the other side of this don't care what his motivations were.
They're going to blame us regardless.
Right.
So here we are being moral and saying we're not sure. They're already blaming us and saying all gun owners are terrorists and are responsible. Michael Snyder, we're going to continue with you for the rest of the hour. Our guest is about to leave us. What's your main focus when we come back?
Oh, I want to talk about what's coming next. On November 4th, Antifa has said, hey, we're going to start these protests against Trump, and we're not going to stop until Trump is removed from office. And we can get into who's behind this on the website and the link to radical communist groups. In fact, the guy who's headed up this website, he's got a book out called The Coming Civil War. So Antifa's embraced violence. The DHS, FBI have said that they're on board. They're warning that these are domestic terrorists, that they've been involved in domestic terrorism. They're saying November 4th, it starts, and they're saying it's not going to stop until the Trump-Pence regime ends.
Well, we were predicting this was coming, and so our prediction came true. No one can deny that. Because you got a bunch of leftist groups saying we're going to start killing people October 1st. The full war starts November 4th. I hope it's not the case, but it looks like it's starting to happen.
Well, these people, these Antifa people, are just useful idiots. They're the front end of the spear.
I agree.
It's the elitist politicians we have to really look out for. And
I agree. Well, I hope you'll join us more. Robert Virago, thetruthaboutguns.com, really smart guy, a lot of great points. And thanks for your great work in defense of the entire Bill of Rights.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, we're going to go to break and come back on the other side. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Remember, they're wanting to get rid of the First Amendment. They're trying to block us on Facebook, Twitter. It's up to you to spread the links, the videos that are up on Infowars.com, these articles that FBI source Vegas shooter found in Antifa literature, photos taken in the Middle East, and now they've confirmed his girlfriend did visit Dubai and other areas of the Middle East. All-out war against the NRA begins at the Las Vegas massacre and more straight ahead. And we've got Laura Loomer with her research with connections to this guy and Antifa to the radical Islamists. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalVend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you got this Paddock guy that was a supposed shooter. Is that going to do anything good for the fancy Swiss watchmaker? A lot of smart folks I've talked to think he's a total patsy and a cutout. And I've talked to a lot of military folks, you know, real operators, and they say you can clearly, in video after video, hear two different types of firearms. Some type of crank operation or belt-fed, and then a more classic semi-auto. Let's roll some of that footage. Gunshots sound so close. I tell you, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. Michael Snyder, we knew this was coming. I mean, I hate to sit here and say we were so right. The left is saying October 1st, we start killing. I go to gun ranges, which I never have time to go to. I've been going to a lot of gun ranges to investigate. And they tell me, no, mainly we have women and Muslims and leftists in here training for civil war. And then I run into the Truth About Guns guy, and he was like, yeah, there were a bunch of Muslim women in there. Well, I talked to the owners, and I'm not going to get into all of it, but I can tell you where I was at. And they said, no, it was four groups that day. And I'm sure they're great people. The point is that the left is finally coming in and firing firearms. And a lot of the left are saying they're getting ready for this war. And then if you had a Jewish synagogue attacked like this by a gunman or a black church, you know, pretty much a few hours into it, you say, I bet it was a white supremacist, or I bet it was, Islamicist. But you've got a predominantly white, Christian, conservative, veteran-type group being attacked, a country music venue with 23,000 people, and, oh, right away, oh, no, this has no connection to them being white or Christian or conservative, even though the left is saying, from CBS vice presidents to movie stars to CNN, they deserve to die. They're Republicans. They supported Trump. Maybe they'll learn from this. So you've got the target that gives you a motive. You've got ISIS taking responsibility. And even Associated Press said, ISIS usually is truthful when they take responsibility for something. They didn't take responsibility for the knife attack in France Sunday or the car attack, even though the guy had an ISIS flag and was yelling Allah Akbar in Canada. But they did take credit for this, and the media says, oh, no, that's not true. What do you make of this, Michael Snyder?
Yeah, and then you had that lady running around 45 minutes beforehand telling people, oh, you're all going to die. I mean, clearly, you know, this was something people knew in advance. It wasn't just a lone wolf. But, Alex, you know, regardless of this event, how people want to spin it, I'm entirely convinced it was a direct attack on Trump supporters. We know that on November 4th, if you go to refusefascism.org, they've got a big press release about it. They're saying they're going to take to the streets. And this isn't going to be like Occupy Wall Street.
And by the way, this is a big group. And then Paul had the article Friday with scores of videos from Crowder and Veritas, Drudge linked to it, where they're saying we're going to attack and start killing November 4th. I mean, but I've been to a bunch of gun ranges. They're all, say the left's there, and they go, oh, do you wake up about the second one? They go, no, we're ready for war.
Yeah, and the people behind refusefascism.org, it's directly linked to the Revolutionary Communist Party here in the United States, and the individual that leads that party has actually written a book entitled The Coming Civil War, and they're openly talking about, yeah, we're going to use violence, and they justify it this way. They consider Donald Trump to be another Hitler, and they say, whatever we have to do to stop the rise of another Hitler, we're going to do, including violence. So they believe they're justified in using violence, and they're actually training with guns, training with knives, all this. They're training in the Middle East to use violence, to use black bloc tactics with the Revolutionary Communist Party.
Hey, I said on Sunday with my counterterrorism expert, listen, I had a former high-level CIA guy on yesterday. He thinks it's a false flag against Trump supporters as well. And he ran whole operations. I mean, plus the threats by former deputy directors that they're going to kill Trump, that is a direct threat to the president. And I was told by CIA sources that Kimmel, before it was ever in the news, was getting deep state Democrat direction. That's now confirmed here by The Hill and the Associated Press, and they told me, no, that Kimmel thing is a direct threat when he puts the gun out and says, we're going to kill you, Alex Jones, if you don't leave our New World Order alone, that was a direct threat, that they are communicating with us through these programs.
Yeah, Alex, and this movement starting up on November 4th, they say they only have one goal, one demand, and that's the removal of the Trump-Pence regime by any means necessary, and they're openly saying they're willing to use violence to do it. So why aren't these people all in prison for directly threatening the president, directly threatening the Constitution? In fact, the Revolutionary Communist Party has drafted a constitution for a post-American order to replace the U.S. Constitution for a North American socialist
regime. Which is exactly what Larry Grasswald, the Green Beret who infiltrated them at the highest levels of the Weatherman, they were planning this in the 70s. It's the exact same plan.
It absolutely is. And so they're openly saying they want to overthrow the United States government. They want to take down Trump by any means necessary. And so when we, you know, take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, these are the kind of guys we're talking about. These are bad guys. These are violent guys. And they're not just going to attack Trump, but conservatives, conservative politicians, which I'm alarmed about because I'm out there doing campaign events. But we need to understand what we're up against. We're up against violent revolutionaries. They're going to use violence. They want a civil war. They want American cities to burn. All the things we've been warning about for so long.
And it's all coming true. October 1st, they said it starts. November 4th, it peaks. And I was like on Sunday saying, get ready today for it to happen. It's here. But Laura Loomer, we'd already have her on, but her Skype was breaking up. Let's go to her right now. Laura Loomer, thank you so much. Investigative journalist confronting Hillary, Uma Abedin, confronting the killed Trump thespian activity with Shakespeare in the Park. Great to have you here. You've done some big research. The memo from the CEO of the Mandalay Bay and the casino telling employees to donate to super hardcore leftist cop killer associated groups.
Yeah, I have exclusively obtained an internal memo that Jim Moran, the CEO of MGM Resorts, which owns Mandalay, where this attack took place. And if you read it, you can see that he's telling his employees that he will match donations if they donate to groups like CARE, which is a terrorist organization, SBLC, which the FBI cut ties with over their own, inspiration of domestic terrorism, and then the ADL, which of course is very anti-Trump. So he's funneling in millions of dollars worth of, company shareholder money, to fund these, radical Islamic and anti-Trump organizations. And I agree with you, Alice. I think this is a false flag. I don't think that ISIS is just going to claim responsibility for an attack that they didn't have anything to do with. I was on your show about 2 weeks ago, and you and I were discussing how Antifa is now adopting ISIS tactics. And we've seen over the past few months that the left has aligned itself with Islam. We see it through the Women's March. We see it with the way they create their own logos, infusing them with women wearing hijabs, and they cover their face in black attire, just like ISIS, and they wave black
hats. Yeah, the left is merging with radical Islam. Linda Sarsour, we're being force-fed it.
Right. Yeah, no.
Well, stay there. Let's talk about this bombshell memo you got that we're retweeting at Real Alex Jones and posting to Infowars.com at Laura Loomer to see it. This is amazing. This is, we already knew he was funding these groups, but here it is, absolutely saying that he will match the money if you do it. And then the guy was protected in their hotel. There's no way the maid service for 5 days didn't know what was going on. This thing stinks to high heaven. Stay.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Well, I'll tell you this, the consensus around the office, Alex Jones here back live, thank you for joining us, is that this guy's a patsy, and he was set up. I just say, look at the target, look at the timing, look at what the left said they were going to do. Look at the owners of Mandalay Bay, huge leftists, we knew that. Now Laura Loomer has gotten the exclusive memo. We're posting Infowars.com, where he's saying give to the big Islamic group here in the U.S. care, give to the Chinese government-connected group, give the Southern Poverty Law Center, you name it, ADL, you name it. So this is a big leftist hotel, big leftist group. So, I mean, there's no way you get 42 guns up in there and they don't know. I mean, that's just, they dig through everything you do in a hotel, folks. First day you get there, then we'll talk to Laura Loomer here in this segment and the next, and we'll get a final comment from Michael Schneider here in just a moment. Before we go any further, we're listener supported. We're running big specials that are going to end in the next few days on vitamin mineral fusion with the amino acids, that fruit punch, to your kids and yourself, especially old folks, great for them. Get their organic vitamins and minerals, amino acids, where you can absorb them. That's 50% off right now. Never done that before, but we want folks to try it. That is a really high-quality product. That special is about to end. Secret 12, super high-quality vitamin B12, highest quality out there, even according to big third-party reviews that even BuzzFeed did. They couldn't believe it was actually the cleanest, highest quality that there is available, according to their own testers. They inadvertently didn't point that out, but they listed on their site that actually the company we private label for is the highest rated in the country. So there you go. BrainForce Plus is the new special, 50% off on that nootropic. Great chance to stock back up on that. 20% off on the air filtration systems from Alexa Pure Breeze, 30% off on water filtration systems. But a lot of these specials are about to end in the next day or two. The special that will continue for a week is the BrainForce Plus. We have the fluoride-free toothpaste and more. So, continuing. Laura Loomer, you got this exclusive documentation. You're just such a great sleuth that you got the owners of Mandalay Bay saying they'll match if you fund any of the basic Antifa support groups. What does your gut tell you about this? I mean, again, if we saw a big rap concert shot up by a white guy, you'd think he was a white supremacist. They would just say that. Or if a Jewish center got attacked, you'd say he's a white supremacist or might be an Islamicist. But just ignore all that, even though ISIS is taking credit. What do you think's happening?
Well, I think that this guy is, a hardcore leftist with Antifa connections who became radicalized, through ISIS. And I believe ISIS's claim that they're responsible for this attack because they're claiming that he converted to Islam. And you see a lot of these leftists that are embracing Islam. So I think that it has both Antifa and Islamic, connections. I also think that
There's no doubt that there's those. I mean, that's the only thing we've got clear tracks on. The target, the connections, who took credit. My hostage rescue team. I mean, I had a former guy that ran CIA operations on yesterday. I talk to the president sometimes. It's not like my sources aren't real. Hell, Matt Drudge gave me the only interview in the last 2 years. I have the hostage rescue team telling me the hotel room was full of Antifa and Islamic literature, and they're pissed because their bosses won't give it out. We know. In fact, I'm so conservative, I'm saying we don't. Well, then the hostage rescue team's lying to me. Well, the same folks told my reporters, get out of here a few days before what happened in Oregon. So these are real sources. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I believe you, and I'm in agreement with you, and I'm sorry I keep looking at my phone, but I'm getting lifetime updates from employees who are working inside the MGM resort, and they're telling me.
And see, we're getting all these, too, at Real Alex Jones, which is great. I'm glad Laura's on them. Look at the tips. Give us updates. Laura, tell us what's happening.
So I'm being told that the killer was a platinum member, and platinum members tend to have easy contact with hotel executives. So it is possible that the shooter, Stephen Paddock, had a relationship with Jim Moran, the CEO of MGM Resorts. And it's also noteworthy that Jim Moran's wife, Heather Moran, I'm reading this from my phone right now from sources, she served in Obama's administration. So she was an Obama administration employee.
Well, Laura, let me just give you credit here. And I know we've been discussing and talking about you being here at InfoWars. I think if we hire you, what we need to do is have you in charge of our Twitter sleuthing, because we have all these private messages coming in, but you end up getting the documents. You actually, we have a great crew. You're the type of folks we need. I think we just need to go ahead and do it, because we've been discussing getting you actually to work for InfoWars. And I think not just your investigative journalism, but how you got the document, obviously, from employees, and now you're talking to them in live time and finding out who's real and getting the documents. I mean, this is true journalism of what you're engaging in.
Right. And one more thing that also just, gives more evidence to the ISIS connection is an employee who works for Mandalay told me that she went to the union offices. Right. And they're in all of the doors are plastered with those. You remember those refuse fascism signs with the woman, the Democratic signs with the woman in the hijab?
Yes.
That we saw all of
Linda Sarsour.
Those are plastered all over the union office for MGM casinos.
Oh, we've got. Do you have photos of that yet?
I'm going to be obtaining photos, and I'm going to, release them as soon as I obtain them. I have multiple sources on the ground, employees of MGM who are sending me information.
There's no doubt, Laura Loomer. I don't know how you do it. I'm not kissing your butt, but this is what journalists used to do. What she's doing, working sources, this is incredible. Michael Snyder, final comments.
Yeah, but the mainstream media, they're not doing their job, and, this doesn't fit their narrative, so they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about a connection to Antifa.
They shot up a bunch of people in a country deal at a big liberal casino, and they were walking into a trap. It's so clear.
Alex, one more thing, just to go off of what what the guest is saying. I was undercover in Refuse Fascism, right? Like, I no longer...
You used to work with Project Veritas.
Right, and I was undercover inside the Refuse Fascism office, and I know firsthand from being inside their New York office, having access to people like Samsara Taylor and their leaders connected to the RevCom movement, these people are violent, and they are very passive about violence. They don't have sympathy for when Trump supporters are attacked. I had access to their computers. Okay, I had access to their paperwork. These people are violent. These people support Islam. And these people give an excuse and a total pass for jihadi terror.
Absolutely. We're going to come back to you for a little bit more, Laura Loomer, after we get a final comment from our guest, Michael Snyder. I mean, look, the left's been saying the revolution's coming. They say hashtag hunt Republicans. CNN, has a friend on of the shooter of Scalise and says he's a hero. I mean, they really think they're going to have a war and then deny they're doing it while they do it. Of course they're the suspects. And then ISIS took credit, Snyder. I agree with you. And the video in Reno looks exactly, let's roll that behind me, that shot of him. That looks like him.
Yeah, it absolutely does, Alex. And we need to understand that they have declared war. They want it to be violent. And so Trump is a target. We need to pray for him and his family and everyone in his administration. But, Alex, you are a target. Everyone in your staff, we need to be in prayer for you. I'm a target because I'm openly saying I want to go to Congress and be Donald Trump's best friend. And so when the media, when the left figures out who I am and that I'm a friend of Alex Jones and everything else, I'm going to be the most hated person running for Congress in the entire country. They're going to come after me. We're all targets. We need to understand what we're in for, but we don't need to be back down. This is a time to be brave, to be bold, to stand up, because if we don't stand up, the radical left is going to take over. We can't let that happen.
They believe they've lost politically, and they have culturally. They're going for violence. They've said they're doing it. They're making their move.
Yeah, they absolutely do. In their literature, in their books, everything, they openly embrace violence. They say, we're going to be violent. We make no apologies for it. And when people openly say that, I don't know why the authorities aren't arresting them, but when they openly say we're going to commit violence, that's a huge red flag, and we need to watch out. It starts November 4th. It's going to be all over the country. People need to get ready for this.
And the police said he was known to them. They need to say, I know they got investigations going, but they need to say, because they use investigations, the government does to shut down the truth. Not the police, but the higher-ups. They need to say why he was known to them. And you know it's going to be Antifa because it looks just like him getting in the cop's face on the video. And, I mean, if it isn't him, it's his twin brother. Woo!
Alex, why did it take 72 minutes? Why was the shooting allowed to continue for 72 minutes? That boggles my mind. I don't know. You know, there's so much of this looks like a setup, like it was staged.
We should look at the insurance of Mandalay Bay, just like 9/11. We should look at the insurance of that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many unanswered questions that we need questions to, and the mainstream media is dropping the ball. They don't want to look into this because they're afraid where it might
lead. That's right. Michael Snyder, TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com, MichaelSnyderForCongress.com. Get behind him there in Idaho. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. You got Laura Loomer here. Follow her on Twitter. Again, tell folks how people follow you, Laura.
You can follow me at Laura Loomer. I'm currently independent, so I'm not working for any media organization. But
you've been wanting to work at InfoWars, and this last week it all crystallized. So I was trying to figure out where to get you in here. We need you on our Twitter accounts. We need you running the Alex Jones account with all the tips coming in, because the stuff I'm getting, I can't even. I'm gonna hire you. It's done. Let's just get that going. And for Sobek too, everybody. It's time to go to full war. Thank you so much, Snyder.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.